Hi, guys. I'm interrupting right now, and I do apologize for this ahead of time, but I have a new podcast called Confessions of the Idiots, where I read funny slash often weird online confessions each week to great guests. So far, including Sarah Snook, Sam Neill, William McInnes, Wendy Harmer, Judith Lucy, and so many more. The latest episode features Sir Peter Hitchener and Tony Martin.
Well, I always like the last story on the news, like after the weather.
Yes.
Does a dog on a surfboard? Always good.
Oh, nothing nicer than
nothing
that.
Nicer
or
than that.
A dog on a skateboard.
A dog doing anything,
especially
let's be real.
With one of the little back legs helping it along. They look so cute. They can have as many of those as I don't mind. They're so much fun.
And do they give you, you know, are you reading the auto cue and something like, they say it's a dog's life, but do you know, do they chuck those? Who comes up with those? Do you write those yourself?
No, those are composed by the producers.
Okay. Is there someone that's head of puns at Channel 9?
Oh, yes.
That's their full-time job, just writing.
Colin Patterson. He's very good at
They're very serious, but very stressed. I've got to have 10 puns by midday. So, guys, when you're finished listening to the debrief with the great Dave O'Neill, have a listen to Confessions of the Idiots with me, Sammy P. There's great episodes up there right now. There's 42, in fact. So you have your work cut out of you to catch up. But I believe in you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Confessions of the Idiots with Sam Peterson.
All right, yeah, we'll be in touch.
What's the podcast called?
It's called The Debrief.
Oh, okay.
And you're on it, Celia Piccola, comedy legend.
Am I?
Yeah, you're a comedy. You are a comedy legend. After watching you tonight, because we've just done a gig here at the Grandview.
Yes.
And you were fantastic. You lit up the stage.
Did I?
But you were doing stuff that like appeared to be very new, but it went so well.
It is new. Can I just say something just as a side note?
Yeah.
My favourite bit of teletyping, you know, like when the news has a caption thing?
Yes.
And sometimes you can tell when it's live, when it's clearly a live person typing it when it's the news. My favourite mistype, because I was listening to it, but I was also reading it, was they were clearly saying, fireworks lit up the sky.
Yeah.
And the typist had written, fireworks lit up this guy.
Oh.
And I went, that's really great for that's someone who's deaf going, which guy? Anyway,
That's who they're for, aren't they? And old people, I assume.
Yeah, yeah.
Who can't hear the TV properly.
Or people with children, because my sister does that. So she,
you have it down, have the sound off.
Yeah, so it's not. Well, she
yes.
Just read it.
It's true. When my mother-in-law comes to stay and she sits in the kitchen with my partner and they talk a lot, I can't hear the TV, so I watch SBS, so I just read the TV.
Yeah, right?
I'm like, yeah. Are we making too much noise? I'm like, no, it's all right, I'm just reading the TV. I've got to learn how to turn it on the normal programs.
I don't know how to do it.
I don't know anything about it.
It's too hard.
But for example, at the end of the set tonight, you talked about, you had a notebook.
Oh, yeah.
And you talked about, before you talked about your boyfriend, you talked about something else. Well, both things seemed to be very new, but they were very good. Oh, the spider!
The spider's brand new, so that's real. So here's the thing with me. Unfortunately, this is one of my greatest annoyances about this career of mine, that I've never polished. I never have a set. So, you know, that's why I feel like I'm always stressed before every gig, because I never have, like...
Oh, you never have your...
So
if you get booked to do, like, a corporate gig or whatever, you go, I've got that 20 to sit back on.
I have to. I mean, there's a few things that I'll do most gigs.
Yeah.
But they're always still current ones. That's never ones from my first year,
That's probably good, though.
But it means that I'm never confident. It's never just, oh, I'll just turn up and do my... Like, if right now you went to do a gig, I couldn't do it right now because I don't have a...
Yeah,
like,
right.
I honestly, before gigs go... What joke? I must have jokes. I've been doing this for 12 years.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Do you do any of your really old stuff?
Sometimes, just because I'm bored. Like tonight, I did a bit about Avalon, which is from two shows ago.
That's
just
funny.
Just because I remembered it, and I went, oh, maybe that will be fun for me. Because I'm trying to, because I'm not doing a new show.
In the festivals,
so I'm just trying to enjoy, I don't know, just trying to.
Enjoy
I'm
it.
I'm trying to have fun, and I'm also just trying to stay on stage a bit because the longer I stay off it completely, the more scared of it I become.
Yeah, and the greater chance you have of not getting back up there, too.
But I do wish I polished the font, because I love new stuff. In my mind,
but
I do a lot of brand new, and then it goes fine, and then I throw it away.
Oh, yeah, you should. I mean, everyone does that.
Yeah, because you do it. You just want it to be perfect the first time.
Yeah, but I can't.
Working on it is boring.
It's the worst thing in the world. But just do it in on the way to the gig in the car.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. Yeah.
Like, do you sit down at a computer or no? You just have a notebook.
No, I think of things. It depends. Like, so for example, the spider.
The spider one was like a finished routine, though.
Yeah, well, that was just because on having been paying attention. Every time I go on it, they ask you a question. They go, what do you want to say at the top? And they go, hey, Celia, what's been happening this week? And that was what had been happening. So I just did it as a bit of conversation. I don't know, I wonder if that would be a gentle sort of opener.
That's not a bad... I mean, if you're trying out bits on a show like that, that's a good thing.
So that's conversational. So that's
new. Yeah, and that's good.
And the mum hospital stuff is new, which I think there's stuff in that because I found
Oh, that's... No, that's... So you've never told that story before?
I have, but not... Maybe 2 months ago, but it's never, it doesn't go, that's it. It's very good.
That's a great story. So I don't want to give it away, but your mum was in a tram accident.
Yeah, but the thongs was really real. It was so
the
interesting.
Thongs. That is a great observation. That thongs are too casual to wear in a hospital base.
In an emergency room. Yeah, because they go flip-flop and that sounds like it's too much of a holiday vibe.
Yeah, it's like, that is a great observation.
It makes it worse because I had to get water and things, but you're walking around.
Yeah.
And you can't hide them because it's worse if you take them off. And if I tried to walk so they wouldn't go flip-flop, but then it just looks you're ice skating. It's worse.
Have you said that ice skating bit in your stand-up? No, you got to remember that.
I know.
That's the weird thing about, like, when they had the McDonald's at the Royal Children's. You'd go there and it looks so casual, people eating their Maccas, and you're talking to someone, what's wrong with your kid? He's got, like, a broken leg, but I'm having a Big Mac, you know? It's just so weird.
It's just
so
strange.
And, like, you know... I take my daughter for an appointment there or something. You go, I can drop in and get a cheeseburger. It's a very weird combination.
We do have to talk about tonight's gig, though, which was wonderful. It's a great room.
Yeah, it's just a Wednesday gig that I host, whatever.
Yeah,
it's been going for a while.
It's a great gig. And tonight was, I love it for a bunch of reasons, because it's always starts on time. It's never...
Yeah, and we have finished at 10 o'clock.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's always packed and it's lovely people.
Not always packed.
Oh, isn't that?
Depends who's on. When you're on, it's packed.
But this time I found the crowd younger than usual. Because
middle-aged. They're definitely middle-aged.
But tonight, we found it later, Christmas parties.
Yeah,
it's in November.
I didn't realise that. There were travel agents, for example.
Oh, really? I found out that the people from Proud's Jewellers, which I think is wonderful.
Proud's Jewellers were there?
They were Proud's Jewellers.
That's right.
Do you know what Proud's Jewellers is? I'm like, yes. I'm
from everyone Greenwood. Knows what Proud's Jewellers is.
But I thought maybe they'd gone under. Like, Proud's is very like it.
It's 80s.
It's 80s. It's not Tiffany, you know.
No.
It's I always say Zagami's. There was another one. Bevels.
Bevels.
Bevels and Proud's.
Oh, my God. They probably had one at Eastland.
You'd go to Proud's. Yeah, absolutely. You'd go to Proud's to get a present for your 16-year-old.
Yes.
Or whatever.
And you're from Ringwood. See, I'm from Mitcham, which is two railway stops away from each other. Eastland is a shopping centre.
And Eastland, you work up to going, one day dreaming of going to the fanciest restaurant in Ringwood, Balsamic.
Balsamic? You know they've got a hotel you can stay at Eastland, my dad was telling me.
Wow.
You can have your honeymoon at Eastland. But I went back there because recently, in 2 weeks ago, because I was visiting my parents who still live in the same house in Mitcham, and... my son had bought a Nerf gun at Kmart in Geelong. But anyway, it didn't work. So he had to go to... it was Target. And I went to the Target in Eastland. But I could not recognise the joint.
Trying to get a bit fancy now.
Oh, it's like Chadston or something. It's quite upmarket, Eastland now.
I did a lot of shoplifting in that place.
Did you?
Yep.
What was your... Was it Sports Girl or Brash? I'm Brash's generation.
The Brash's was there.
Yeah.
It also
crossed over to Sanity, probably.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. I remember Sanity and Brash's. But no, it was never music. It was clothes and lip gloss. Because I was hanging out with the bad crowd.
The bad kids?
I was hanging out with the bad kids from ICE. I mean, what we were stealing was worth... $2.50, but what you do is you take... It was those places like Supre, just the worst kind of... to sum up my wardrobe in the late 90s was mesh and dragons.
So were the bad kids from school?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. And now it was like, if you didn't steal something, it was like, real like...
Yeah, you were viewed, as not...
I'm not proud of it, and I've never... And what's weird is, as an adult, I am so... such a law-abiding citizen. Like, I can't even... If someone is breaking rules near me, I'm like, stop, because you'll get caught, because I'm here.
Didn't you get caught once?
I get caught... Oh, yeah.
As a teenager?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Yeah,
they,
that's
they caught
an
it
awful.
Because we were in school uniforms, and they caught it on camera, and we got busted. But well, I'm assuming you're listening. Do you usually talk about geek
no,
stuff?
We talk about anything. Whatever. We talk about anything. But also, I always like to remember where I first met you.
Oh, I don't
and know. So, no, I reckon I remember. And I remember the routine you did. You did a routine about brushing your teeth.
Oh, yeah. Very early. That's that, the first.
That Yeah, that was one of your first routines. Yeah. And you know where I first talked to you was at that gig that was in like a basement, like a dungeon in Smith Street, Collingwood.
Yeah, Kaz Rytops?
Yeah, what was it called?
Kaz Rytops Dirty Secrets.
Bar. That's, yeah, but I reckon it was called, maybe was it called something even bizarre back then? Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was, I only did that gig once, and I remember seeing you and talking to you at that gig. And you were saying you were doing a bit of acting or something.
Uh-huh.
I remember the routine.
How funny.
Though.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
So what, when was that?
That was my first year. So that, because I did that joke in my first,
yeah,
which was Rove, which was in my first year.
Yeah, right.
So when was that?
2004.
Yeah, four?
Yeah, right.
Three or four, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I might have been doing Laid, which was my first acting thing.
I love Laid.
I really liked it too.
I thought Laid was so good. You were great in Laid.
Now. Oh, thanks. And with Alison Bell, it's so beautiful
so good.
To see us both.
In your own sitcoms.
Yeah, right now, both yeah. going to the Actors Guild. She's the most stunning.
She's in The Letdown, for people that don't know.
The Letdown, yeah. Yeah. I've been very lucky with my acting stuff.
Well, they must have seen you do stand-up or something.
They did. Marie Cardi.
Marie Cardi.
And got me. Which is, but
good on Marie.
Like, yeah, just why stand up opens so many doors for that kind of stuff. Because if you're an actor,
oh, it's
you
hard.
Can't go. I feel like acting tonight. You know what I mean? But yeah, stand up, you can go. I just keep doing my thing, and people can come and see you and watch you and picture you doing other
doing things. A role. And that role that was a perfect. It was almost like an American movie role. You were the wacky best friend.
Yeah. Classic. Oh, my God. That's so on-brand for me.
You were like, who used to do that role? Jenny Garofalo used to do that role.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
All the time.
And I have just continued to get roles like that, except for Utopia, really. But so Laid, I was very lucky because I just had to play best friends to Alison Bell, who's the most beautiful human being in the whole world. So I
yes.
didn't have to pretend. Do you know what I mean? And my boyfriend in that show was my boyfriend at the time.
Yes.
Which was wonderful.
Yeah.
And then when I did Beautiful Lie, I had to be in a relationship
that's right,
with
in Beautiful
Dan Henshaw, who's the most beautiful, stunning man in the world, and I had to act like he cheated on me, and I've been totally cheated on. Like, I've had a lot of real life.
I love Beautiful Lie.
I really
and you had that great Dolly. What was the name of the...
Yeah.
Dolly?
My name's Dolly, yep.
You're Dolly, yeah. What was the
Dolly.
Line?
Oh, that's right.
I love the line. What was
Gabriella,
it again?
So, Gabriella. Sorry, Dolly.
Sorry, Dolly. Sorry, Dolly. Because she had an affair with your husband.
She did.
Sorry, Dolly.
She did, and then I kept it working.
She was the nanny.
She was the nanny.
The South American nanny?
Yeah.
Sorry, Dolly.
I'm not sure. Sorry, Dolly.
That's when I saw you. I said, so sorry, Dolly.
I used to say that to me all the time. And now I've brought it up again.
Gabriella. Oh, that's such like I've forgotten about that. I've forgotten about that role that you did. Because that was a dramatic role.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Hey. Oh, what's going on? Now, this isn't an Uber.
Oh, no, you're right. That's okay.
You just called me as I'm in a black
car. How funny. Now, we're having...
You're
right.
That's the best.
That's the best
okay,
thing ever.
What has happened is... And do you have a material about...
I do have a joke driver, about that.
And a person just tried to get into the car because they thought we were an Uber driver.
He probably wonders what we're doing. Why is that?
Probably. It
she just said she had a boyfriend.
It weird.
Oh, how funny is that? But and you were talking to that guy.
Yeah, I was. He's a fan.
Hey, that's him. That's my favourite bit of this podcast ever.
We just
had the best bit.
What's he going to say? He's going to go on Twitter and be like,
why is Dave O'Neill's Celia Piccola singing in a car?
Do you confidential?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, he's a fan of yours, though.
In front of a closed bottle shop.
He's not going to...
No, yeah, he is. He's a fan of... He was very excited because he's a fan of having been paying attention.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool. There's lots of those fans around of that show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But a particular fan of that show?
That's very funny. That's a very funny... Is your story true? Have you had people get in your...
Yeah, like you know... Oh, no, that's not true. But they happened to one of my friends.
Well,
now it is! One of my friends lives on Johnston Street. He's one of the dads at school, and he lives in an old shop.
Uh-huh.
And he has one of those share cars or whatever. And he pulls up, and he had people sit in the back and just start talking. And he's like, mate, I'm not an Uber.
It's so weird. I'm glad they've started putting... They just haven't
put the little sticker. Yeah, different states have different things, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was... Anyway, that was funny. That was the funniest thing.
What I wanted to say about the gig, just because this is something that I find really interesting, is tonight we had some insane laughers.
There was a woman... Cackles.
Cackles and crazy things. And it's this weird thing of I'm never sure exactly what to do because they're having a great time, but it's so...
Yeah.
Full on. Everyone else is like, what is going on?
But someone must have pointed out to that woman at some point, your laugh is a bit full on.
Yeah, I did.
You did. You said it was like a magpie, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
See, which is a nice thing to say because she sounded like the Wicked Witch of the West from Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's... But what made me laugh about her, you finish your set, she's laughing a lot during you. I say, thank you, Celia, we're going to a break. I walk through the car and she looks at her friends and she goes, ah! She finished off the bracket with her own laugh.
Yeah, I don't think it mattered what anyone else sang.
Oh, no, during someone she did a bit of, oh, like that, yeah. She went, oh.
Screams, yeah. Joel was wonderful.
Oh, my God, Joel Creasy was on.
And I usually live, like, I like being in my house, and I'm like, oh, I've got to go.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in such a long time. He's been so busy doing all of these.
But he always has new material.
Yeah, well, because he's living this life, and he's got these.
So you really met Prince Mary, was it?
Who
was
he talking about?
Meghan Markle.
And we won't spoil that, but that was the first time he's told that story.
That's a good story.
It's true. I know, that's what I was saying. Like, I find that's wonderful when you know, when you've already got a story that people want to hear.
Yeah.
And then you can
make it funny.
Yeah.
You make it funny.
But it's really naturally funny how he tells any story because he's funny.
He's funny. I know, it's just so...
And I always get a kick out of the fact of him living in the Docklands.
Oh, it is funny, the Docklands.
Remember, I hate the Docklands.
Oh, God. Remember when he used to do the joke about going to a party in Brunswick? Remember he used to do the joke and then someone had a fire and stuff? Someone had a fire in a barrel. He was, you know, he was so impressed coming from Perth that he came to this hipster party. And so anyway, so after doing Laid and Utopia, did you always like sitcoms or narratives, as we call them? Did you always want to do your own?
No.
No. Okay.
No. Well, I've never had a list of things. I just want to be working.
Yeah,
what the next thing is.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I was never like, one day I'm going to make my own show. But it just happened organically. And by the time we got to that, I was like, I'm still scared, but this is the next thing I'm ready to do.
Yeah, now. And obviously it's been successful, and this is Rosehaven we're talking about. It's a great show, and people love it. So.
So it's exciting. So now I'm thinking about, I'd never thought in the past, like what next? Else would I like to do? So now I'm considering, maybe do I want to do a book? Or I'm really interested in science fiction stuff at the moment. Maybe
I
want to try and write or do more drama. See, that's the other thing. I really like doing the drama.
Yeah, thing, yeah.
But that was, I haven't had a single other drama. That's any other work.
Yeah, it's like winning a Logie. Don't they say that when you win the Logie or Academy Award, then you get no work? That's but you were so good in that. You'd think other drama people would go, hey, she was great in that.
But yeah, but you know what I mean? It's like, it's just about what's the next thing I want to do at the time. And there's no end goal, which is good, because otherwise, what would you do if you're like, I want this. And then you get, and you know what it's like? I used to think, like when I got Laid, which was 10 years ago, I'm like, I made it. I'm on a TV show.
Yeah.
And then it ends, and it's ABC, so it's not a lot of money, and then it's over, and it's forgotten, and then you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, I thought this was going to be it.
Yeah.
I thought I'd made it.
But don't you feel that there is no it?
No, there's no, no. You just got to keep going, and creating your own work is a good thing, I reckon.
Well, yeah.
That is a really good thing that you do.
Are you thinking more books? What's next
for you? Yeah, you know what? I'm going to write a science fiction. So, I don't know, like a young adult. I read a lot of young, because I've got teenagers, I'm always interested in what they're reading. And as a kid, I loved all those books like Zed for Zachariah, Tomorrow in the Walk. Yeah. And my son reads them all. And there's like, and my daughter, so they all read The Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. There's some great ones. And they're all about a dystopian future.
Yeah.
And so I love those books. I would love to have a crack at writing one of them.
Well, even like Harry Potter, I read when I was
Harry Potter.
When I was like 25 or whatever that.
But then
whatever
again,
that was, loved them.
Then again, you read that and it's so good.
Yeah.
And there's so much work involved. You go, anyway, I might just do some stand-up gigs. Because that's an incredible piece of work.
I think, what was the book called that I read recently? Oh God, the trail. No, I don't know. But what I like about them is the stuff happens. I read a lot of Stephen King. I like books where stuff happens, and often science fiction, I get lost in too much detail.
Yeah.
So I like science fiction that's a simple idea. Okay, here's yes. a few listeners, and you might like this. It's called Nod, and it's brilliant, and it's a very simple idea, and it's wonderful, which is basically one day, no one sleeps.
Oh, yeah. So it's the I've world. Had the same idea.
Oh, well, you did, unfortunately.
Someone's done it.
Yeah. No, but it's brilliant. And that's a really simple idea. It's set in a world we know, so it's not like having to describe...
Yeah.
But no, that's great.
It's a good one?
Yeah, that's really
good.
I should read it.
Maybe I shouldn't read it. Maybe I should. I read one called City of Embers, which was really good. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know if I should do the spoiler, but they were living in a dark world. Mm-hmm. Everything was dark, mm-hmm. but there was a reason for that. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to tell you the reason?
Yeah.
They were living in a hole.
Wow. There's similar ones. There's three books in a row that are called, like, Dust and something, and they're in...
Are they living in a hole as well?
Yeah, they're in a silo.
Are they in a silo?
Well, this isn't a spoiler. The first book, they're in a silo, and the world, they can't leave. They've been there for generations because it's poison.
Yeah.
The earth was poisoned, so they went down there.
Yeah, that's
so
similar
they
to...
they can never leave.
That's similar to this one.
Yeah.
But then they leave?
Well, you're the EMS.
Well, same as the city, but they leave. They've been told you can't leave. Then, of course, a young teenager goes, well, I'm just going to leave. Yeah. And guess what? He leaves, and it's okay upstairs. It's not bad. But then he comes across tribes of people that try to kill him. And then he convinces everyone to get out of the hole. Welcome back to the debrief. Unfortunately, the card ran out of space, so that's all of Celia Piccola we've got. But, you know, we had a good chat, and someone really did try and sit in our car thinking it was an Uber, which is hilarious. Anyway, thanks, Cecilia, for doing it. I did text her afterwards and ask her for a song to play, and she has requested Crowded House. The one about the weather. Well, with the weather, take the weather with you. See, I'm more a Split Ends guy because, you know, I'm an old fucker. But I didn't mind Crowded House. I don't mind. I'm very happy to have Crowded House on the podcast. Anyway, keep listening to The Debrief, and there's a lot of exciting things coming up. There's nothing coming up. I just like saying that. I don't know what's coming up. No, there's heaps of exciting, heaps of international guests, heaps of big names, and some small names too. No, there's just whoever I'm doing gigs with, basically. So, Merry Christmas too. I'll be doing other podcasts before Christmas. There's a lot of Christmas gigs going around. A lot of drunk office party gigs, and they're always an absolute highlight. I'm being sarcastic. All right, let's have some Crowded House. And again, thanks to Celia Piccola. You can, of course, watch Rose Haven. That's coming back, and find her on social media. You all know her. You all love her. She's an amazing performer. If you haven't seen her live, go and see her live when she's performing. It's well worth it. She's one of the best, you'll see. Okay, here we go. Take it away, Nilfin and the Gang.
Sleep, but not the dream. Things ain't cooking in my kitchen. Strange affliction wash over me. Julius Caesar and the Roman Empire couldn't conquer the blue sky. I sing like a bird released. Everywhere you go,
Hey guys, if you're looking for a new podcast, check out The Phone Hacks with me, Mike Goldstein, and Nick Capper. The premise of The Phone Hacks podcast is we are dumb enough to swap phones, and a spinning wheel decides what apps we go through in each other's phones, and then we hack each other's socials. It's simple, it's excruciating, and it's hilarious. Capper?
It is the worst podcast ever.
Hey there, guys. My name is Sam Peterson, and I have a new podcast called Confessions of the Idiots. Now, I'm very excited to be on the Nearly Podcast Network, and I'll tell you a little bit about my podcast, because that's exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm not going to not tell you about the podcast, because that would be crazy in a promo. So I have a podcast called Confessions of the Idiots, and each week I read out different online confessions that I find online. So I trawl and I find them online, and I find all these great online confessions and I read them to fantastic guests every week. So you'll already see on the podcast there's a great one with Sam Neill, William McInnes, Wendy Harmer, Gretel Colleen, and so many other amazing guests. Now, all you have to do is download Confessions of the Idiots, and I know you guys are gonna love it. So please do listen to Confessions of the Idiots. I'm Sam Peterson, and I am the host. Whether you like it or not, that is my confession for this promo. Guys, listen to it. True Confessions each week. Confessions of the Idiots.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Confessions of the Idiots with Sam Peterson.